You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The summer exhibition at Illinois Wesleyan University's Merwin and Wakely Galleries spans the career of an artist who infused pop art with a colorful circus aesthetic. Alpha and Omega highlights 45 years in the career of Glenn C. Davies. The show is currently up and it runs through September 1st. According to gallery director Ian Carey, in the 1960s, Davies was influenced by the Chicago Imagists.
There was a movement of artists that worked and are still working in Chicago that started in the late 60s and kind of moved into the 70s until now, that worked with kind of popular imagery, ephemera of the everyday, looking at different things from a popular culture standpoint and kind of infusing them into like the fine art world or the idea of, quotes, high art.
He had a really interesting background in what he did. He actually sort of ran away with the circus when he was a young man.
Right.
And he also had a job as a billboard painter. Right. How did these things inform his work?
Well, again, he's coming from this kind of bombastic visual world, right? So he's seeing that what the Imagists are doing, he's reacting to it. He's looking at, let's say, I don't know, simple objects from various fairs, flea markets, things of that nature. But all of a sudden, he's going into this world of rah, 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 come and see this. With that come and see this kind of mentality of the circus, it really, I think, kind of created this bombastic type of aesthetic that you see here.
And we have it's a variety of works. It's not just paintings, but we also have some sculpture as well.
Correct. There's a work that's going from the earliest drawings that he was doing, which are primarily just basically colored pencils, all the way to some work that's actually three-dimensional. And then really what he's, let's say, best known for are these circus-like paintings that are off of a stretcher and are grommeted, and they're just these large kind of advertisement-like weird paintings.
Taking a look at some of these, I mean, there's a disturbing in a good way kind of elements in them with sort of skeletal elements and macabre figures and that sort of thing. How was he received when he first started producing work like this?
He had a really good early success because there was this ride within the Midwest of people that are really kind of diving into this, let's say, a different point of view than, I guess, pop art that was going on in New York, even on the West Coast. So he was really part of this movement as it kind of went along. A famous gallerist that worked with the Chicago Imagists had his work named Phyllis Kind, and then he basically showed all over the place throughout his career, so...
Let's go in the other gallery.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the other gallery, we have some larger works, much larger works, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. As he was moving along in his career, he took bigger gulps, as it were.
Right, and having that he traveled with the circus, he worked with some really famous circus painters where they were showing off the bearded lady and all of these different things that would be in the sideshows. He started to use that, let's say, structure of how to use the painting. So you wouldn't have it on a normal easel size kind of canvas like we have in the front of this gallery. You would have it outside for the world to see on this larger unstretched canvases that are just like grommeted to the side of a billboard or something.
So they're like banners.
Yeah, they're like banners, exactly. What I would like to show you next are what he just has done in 2015. So you've got these motifs, you've got all of this again, crazy iconography, colors, things jumping out at you. But in the beginning, we saw the drawings, and that's where it all kind of, let's say, culminated into how he's kind of come up with these crazy worlds, let's say. But I want to show you his 2015 work, which is actually brand new collages. So he's actually using different materials that are incorporating with those beginning color pencil type drawings that really have a different aesthetic. They're still dealing with some of the same, like I said, iconography, the same symbolic kind of potential of the image, but they just have a much different feel.
There's a real feeling of Victoriana, and then all this interesting sort of sense of glorious horror around it.
Right, well, and again, this goes back to his earliest influences as a kid.
That's Merwin and Wakely Gallery Director Ian Carey. Alpha and Omega is currently on view and continues through September 1st. I'm Laura Kennedy.